This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. A Chinese government official on Monday called on the people of Hong Kong to oppose violence and accused some Western politicians of stirring unrest. He also reiterated Beijing's support for Hong Kong's embattled chief executive, Carrie Lam. The comments followed a tense night in Hong Kong when protesters surged onto city streets and defied riot police, who pelted them for hours with tear gas and rubber bullets. Many protesters said they were determined to continue to defy this government that has rebuffed peaceful marches, calls for democratic elections, and demands for an independent investigation into police tactics.
I feel very sad about what's happening in Hong Kong now. The government doesn't listen to the people, and the police, the violence of the police is excessive and it's ridiculous. For the Hong Kong people.
Large anti-government protests began nearly 2 months ago, triggered by a controversial bill that would have eased extradition proceedings from Hong Kong to China. President Trump has announced that his national intelligence chief, Dan Coats, is resigning after 2 years on the job and frequent policy clashes with the White House. Trump tweeted Sunday that Coats will step down August 15th. He thanked Coats for his great service to our country and said he will nominate Texas Republican Congressman and Trump loyalist John Ratcliffe as his replacement. Coats has been the director of national intelligence since March 2017. He frequently disagreed with Trump on a number of highly publicized intelligence matters, including U.S. policy toward Russia, North Korea's nuclear weapons program, and whether Iran violated the 2015 nuclear deal that Trump later abandoned. This is VOA News. The personal physician for Alexei Navalny says there is a possibility that the Russian opposition leader has been chemically poisoned. Navalny was serving a 30-day jail term when he was hospitalized Sunday morning after suffering what authorities described as a severe allergic reaction. A Navalny spokeswoman said the Kremlin foe had never experienced an allergic reaction before. Navalny was discharged from the hospital Monday and returned to prison under guard. He was sentenced last week to 30 days for calling for an unsanctioned protest in Moscow Saturday, during which more than 1,300 people were detained by police, according to an independent group that monitors crackdowns on demonstrations. Authorities in the western U.S. state of California say a shooter killed at least three people Sunday afternoon at a garlic festival. The attack happened in the city of Gilroy, where Police Chief Scott Smithy says the shooter was armed with a rifle.
There were reports of shooting on the north side of the garlic festival area. Officers were in that area and engaged the suspect in less than a minute. The suspect was shot and killed. We believe, based on witness statements, that there was a second individual involved in some way. We just don't know in what way.
People attending the festival were required to go through a security screening with metal detectors and bag checks. Smithy said the suspected shooter appears to have entered the festival grounds by cutting through a fence. Investigators were working through the night to figure out exactly what happened, and so far, they do not have a motive for the shooting. The annual three-day Gilroy Garlic Festival relies on thousands of volunteers each year and raises money for various organizations in the community. Talks between Iran and the United States would be possible if based on an agenda that could lead to tangible results. But Iran's foreign ministry spokesman Abbas Mousavi said Washington is not seeking dialogue. President Trump has said he would be willing to hold talks with the Islamic Republic. But in a news conference broadcast live on Press TV, Mousavi said they are not for talks. They are not seeking dialogue. Tigers are one of the world's most endangered species. India, however, is working hard to change that classification for its national animal. In just 4 years, its tiger population has grown from just over 2,200 to nearly 3,000. In 2010, India's tiger population was down to 1,400. India is now one of the safest places in the world for tigers. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi said of his country's growing tiger count, it's an historic achievement. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
VOA1. The best music.